Blog Talk Radio.
Here she is.
She is so hot.
Sassy.
Sexy.
Your DJ for tonight.
Great music with
La Crush Heart.
Fresh Hearts and Black Reporter. He's actually running a little late right now, but he will be in a little later. Welcome to the show. It's Thursday, November 3rd, 2011. Sign of the Zodiac. Yay, my favorite sign. Because I'm a Scorpio. Oh, wait. Did I say it right? Zodiac sign of Scorpio. Here we go. Yay, my favorite sign, because I'm a Scorpio. Next Wednesday is my birthday. I'll be 31, that's all I know. And tonight we have an interesting show. As I was preparing for today's show this morning, I came across two topics. And the first one is very interesting. And it's very realistic, so to speak. These things do happen, and you know, just because it's not in the news doesn't mean it's not happening, you know, in the United States and around the world. So this is a very serious adult conversation I'm trying to have with y'all tonight. On that note, I see we already have somebody in the building. He's going to be my co-host for the next couple of minutes until Black Reporter comes along. What's up, 414?
Hey, Chrissy.
Hey, Renee. What's up, Mama? How you feeling today?
I'm okay. I can't complain. I'm A-okay.
How's school coming along?
It's coming. That's about all I can say. It's coming.
It's coming.
Yeah, I still got 9 more weeks for this quarter, so it's coming.
Okay. Look, you already got to count down to the weeks, man.
Yeah. 9 more weeks, algebra.
Okay, so Black Reporter is on his way. He'll be here within
Black Reporter going to be fired for tonight, I'm just saying. I could take his job, I'm just saying. He's supposed to be on time.
Right. Well, it couldn't happen, and he called me earlier, so at least he called, you know.
Yeah, and he can't leave high and dry.
Right. I missed the show on Tuesday. I had forgot to actually set it up.
I know, because I called in and stuff.
Right. I forgot to set it up. I did call. It was going to start late, but when I looked, I didn't have it set up for the right time. I didn't have it set up at all, actually. I forgot that, you know, once the pay week comes, you know, once they take the money, now that you have to pay for them now, so.
Yeah.
I had to redo it. Excuse me. But as I was preparing for tonight's show, I had two topics. I had one topic in mind, and then another topic just jumped on top of that, like right after I finished it. So we decided to combine the two topics. In the first quarter, we're going to be talking about the question of the night, which I posted all over my Facebook page.
Oh, gosh. I've been trying to think of an answer for that all day, and I ain't came up with nothing.
Right.
That's rough.
It is rough. You know, it is rough. And a few people answered on my Facebook page and everything. So the question of the night is, if a 9-year-old girl becomes pregnant from being raped, would it be in the best interest of the child to make them have an abortion, even if the 9-year-old wants to keep her baby?
Okay.
Hold on, let me bring Blessing. Hey, Blessy.
What's good?
How are you doing, Bless?
You know, I'm maintaining, man.
That's what's up. All right, Bless, did you hear my question for tonight?
Yeah, no, I can't even comment on nothing like that. That's sick, man. I can't vision it. I can't even comment on nothing like that, man.
But these are real situations that happen, you know, and I'm not even talking about, you know, a 9-year-old that's sexually active. You know what I mean? But this is realistic, you know, in today's age, this is something that is realistic in the United States. You probably think it's impossible or, you know, it should happen, but this is something that is realistic and possible. So, Renee, what you was going to say?
With me having a 9-year-old, and if I was in that predicament, if I was in that place, no. I don't believe, I'm not one, you know what I'm saying, that believe in abortions, but I also believe if a person is raped, I don't believe God will look that, you know what I'm saying, because that's rape. It's different if you was out here free fucking and you got pregnant, but when you raped, that's something totally different.
Mm-hmm.
So my child would be having an abortion.
Mm-hmm.
9, but you mean you want to keep the baby. You a baby yourself.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, a lot of people might not. I mean, I couldn't see me telling my 9-year-old, sure, baby, you can go ahead and keep that baby. No, because at the end of the day, I'm responsible for that baby.
Mm-hmm.
So that means that's a 9-year-old that I got to take care of and a newborn baby. No. What do you mean? First of all, you were raped. Whoever did this to this little baby need they ass whooped. Now, me, that motherfucker would be dead and I would be in jail for murder. I'm just keeping it real. And stuff like that, that's why I'm careful about who I have around my child, especially because I do know I got a daughter.
Mm-hmm.
And then at the same time, I have a high yellow daughter.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I'm really careful.
What does that mean?
Because, see, a lot of men look at high yellow girls as red bones.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, a lot of men are more attracted to red bones than they are, say, to somebody that's caramel complected or something like that. But if you look at a little girl like that, you're a sick motherfucker, and you need to be placed up under the jail any motherfucking way to even be looking at a child like that. This is a child.
Mm-hmm.
I don't care if they already got a little shape on them. They're a child.
Mm-hmm.
And if you can look at a child like that, you are a sick individual. And you, why are you even breathing my air?
Mm-hmm.
That's sick. You know what I mean? Like I said, that's how I feel about it. That's just my opinion.
Right. So, Bless, you do have a daughter as well. And I know you don't think you can comment on it, but if you were in this situation, you know, if this happened to you, if you, your child, you know, God forbid, was, you know, in this situation, how would you think you handle it? Les?
I'll handle it.
Mm-hmm. How do you think you handle it?
No, well, I don't even think about no shit like that, but like you said, it's reality as well.
Mm-hmm.
I'll be locked up.
Mm-hmm.
Point blank, I will be locked up. I wouldn't even be able to handle the situation because I'd be locked up.
Mm-hmm.
Point blank. There's no discussing. No.
Mm. Well, I first posted this question on my Facebook page, and people started commenting on it. And the first comment is, I think she should keep her child. If they make her get an abortion, she will have to live with that forever.
What the fuck? Wow.
Right, that was the first response on there. And then people started coming in after her. And as a matter of fact, somebody said the same thing right after that. What the fuck? What is a 9-year-old going to do with a baby? It was would hurt the child. It would hurt the child worse having the child. Maybe even kill her. So yes, an abortion. It would be a terrible thing if a 9-year-old gets pregnant from a rape. Hell, it's bad when any child is sexually molested. But a 9-year-old with a baby, come on, man. So that was the one guy posted. And another person said, she's just a baby herself. I don't believe in them. And she may want to keep it to play with it. Play with a real baby doll. Wow.
What?
Right. This is what they wrote. I'm just reading how they wrote it. Wow, but it was something like this I read. The mom 28, a boy 47. The mom will leave and go to work, and for the last 2 years, he was having sex with the girl. She got pregnant at 11, had a baby at 12. They took the girl and her baby and put them in foster care. My mom always said, no man, not even your father. My dad never. But now I see what she meant. Even little boy asses, you have to watch, shaking my head. A heart has a mind of its own.
Wow.
Right, I can't see that, but yeah, 11-year-old. 12-year-olds, like I said, this is really realistic, babe. And it's not only just pregnancy, but you also have to think of the STDs and STIs that's out there, too, that they are exposed to. So it was just a question, but I see we have some folks coming in. Is that Lady C?
Hello, yes.
Hi, Lady C.
Hi. Hi, everybody.
Hey, ladies.
Okay, ladies. See, I didn't brought everybody down with my topic for tonight, my question of the night.
Okay.
And I was just reading some responses that was posted on my Facebook page. Question of the night is, if a 9-year-old girl becomes pregnant from being raped, would it be the best interest of the child to make them have an abortion, even if the 9-year-old wants to keep her baby?
Well, I don't believe in abortion. I don't believe in rape. But being that the child is 9 years old,
mm-hmm.
I mean, that's one of those, that's like the most iffiest situation and the scariest. Because mm-hmm. their body is not really developed enough to carry the baby full term.
Mhm.
You know, and with all of that, what is it going to do to them?
Mhm.
You know, as hard as I would want to say this,
mm-hmm.
and I, you know, it just cuts in my heart that the child is such a baby and been traumatized already.
Mhm.
I think, you know, some way they should miscarry. I mean, you know, help her, just let her think it's a miscarriage
mm-hmm.
instead of telling her, because she's already been traumatized
mm-hmm.
with what the man has done her
mm-hmm.
and everything. And then if she, okay, think of abortion, you know, and then you tell her, I know it's a lie that the parents would have to deal with, but the child has already been traumatized.
Mm-hmm.
You know. Then to get older and say, I killed the baby. You know? And then they're going to walk around, he did this to me, then I had to do that. It's one of those things that just is going to haunt the child for the rest of her life.
Mm-hmm.
You know? I mean, I would prefer, if possible, for her to have the child and give it up for adoption.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but if their body, you know, some 9-year-old body, I got 3 9-year-old granddaughters, and I look at them, and one of them, she ain't big as a toothpick. Olive oil is fatter than her.
Mm.
You know, and her cycle has started.
Mm-hmm.
So
wow.
If that was to happen, you know, it would be like, wait a minute, you know. So you're looking at if you make this child have this baby, what are you doing to the child? That's double
right.
trauma.
Right.
You know, so all of those things, it's where it takes a while. You can't just give it an open, yeah, no, no. You know, I don't believe in abortion, but I don't. But the reality is, can the child deal with the baby?
Right.
The body.
Physically,
it's gonna destroy them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's rough on a grown woman to have a baby.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's the closest we get to death, having children. So a child who's not fully developed, having babies, that's really, you know. So that's the thing of it is, it's something that makes you think and say, it's happening, it's been happening, and it's just something that you have to, I pray it never comes to anybody.
Uh-huh.
You know, because that is, like, one of the hardest things to think about.
Yeah.
Your baby, because really, at 9 years, your daughter is still your baby, or your granddaughter is still your little baby.
Because
mm-hmm. at 9, they should still be thinking about teeny boxes, you know, little girly things, or baby dolls.
Mm-hmm.
Not a real baby.
Right.
You
so
know, and then for a man to do that.
I heard, I don't know if it's true or not, I wasn't able to get in touch with a source that could actually help me out, but I did hear that in New York State, I don't know if it's for all the states, but in New York, if a child becomes pregnant at the age of 14, a parent cannot force her to have an abortion.
That's
what I heard.
True.
I heard that, you know, at the age of 14, because there are people, because, you know, you could actually receive medical services.
Because at 14, I think you can get birth control without.
Right.
I think at 14, you can get birth control and stuff without a parent's permission.
Right, right. And then, you know, your parent can't kick you out either. Like, you know, get out, you know, some parents want to kick you out and stuff like that, and, you know, that, you know, so you will have to either put that baby forced to kill or, you know, take care of it. So I was going to try to get a doctor to call in today that actually, you know, had put the question up, but I wasn't, like I said, I wasn't able to get in touch with them today. So I do have a few more topics that I want to put out there before the end of the year. So hopefully I can have you call in and join the conversation as well. So the reporter is missing. Folks, he said he should be here within the half an hour. We'll see. And said he was going to join us. We'll see. But, you know, he'll come and join us. He'll take the whole conversation to a whole nother episode. He'll have a few stories. All right. So the second part, which was the original topic, since it's not a lot of people on here like I thought it would be. So the second topic that I had came up with is, do the laws dictate our views? Do legislation, is over centuries old, you know, decades old, do they still apply to our changing society? You know, there's a lot of laws out there that was made up, you know, in 1901, they apply in 2011. What do y'all think?
You know what's funny about that?
No.
Somebody can bring it up and make it, you know, if something happens, somebody can bring it up and say it's law.
Mm-hmm.
If it was never taken off the book.
Mm-hmm. That's
somebody
I mean.
Can bring it up and you'll be held accountable for something like you say, 1901.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Mm-hmm. Right. So do you think, what do you think, Jeff?
It's like the laws, like the law right now, back in the day, and the law right now, they make laws every day now.
Mm-hmm.
So if you pass it in Congress, it's a law. Well, basically, all that shit is bullshit. Because, for one, you're 14 years old. Your parents got your parents is still reality over for you.
What
I mean by that is, your daughter missed school and all that, they coming after you, right? How the hell If you do them in school, they come after you. But you do it, you do the pregnant, you can't tell if you can have an abortion.
Mm-hmm. That's
right. You
can't force her to have an abortion.
Yeah, and that state, and that law is affecting a lot of states. That law is affecting a lot of states.
Yeah, she can go to court, take you to court. Yeah.
But how the hell government gonna raise your child? They ain't have the child. A lot of them, how you doing? A lot of them think like that because a lot of, when you go to politics, not just politics, and you go to celebrities.
Mm-hmm.
After their daughters and sons is off the hook, they can't control
mm-hmm.
them.
Mm-hmm.
So they use that law to control your child.
Mm-hmm.
That's your child. You gave birth to that child. Last time I checked, that was the law. You're accountable for her until she's 18.
Mm-hmm.
She, her is 18.
Mm-hmm.
Until the 18, you should be able to make any choice that you want to make when it comes down to your child.
Before she's 18.
Hmm?
Before she's 18.
Now, when she 18, it's like, damn near, she grown. You feel mm-hmm. me? Until she turn 18, even though until she turn 18, she can't make her own. He or she can't make their own decision. That's
mm-hmm.
a bad decision. That's why the law is so messed up right now. That's why you got a lot of wild teens are like going crazy right now because they use that law. They're using the law to get their own parents.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Right. So, but like you said, though, Lady T, they can put, if it's in the books, if you have the right lawyer and they find that it's in the books, you know, may work in your favor, may not. And at the same time, do these laws change our views on situations, like when it came down to something even as recent as gay marriages in the United States? Did it really change our views on how it looks now that it's acceptable? Do you look at gay marriage differently? Do you feel like, you know, you let a lot of, I don't know, I just seem like in you know, a lot of stuff is not as serious. You know, like, if that's what you want to do, that's what you want to do. In my opinion, like, that's what you want to do, that's what you want to do, so be it, as long as you're happy. But, you know, before that, I didn't think about it. It wasn't part of my lifestyle. But because these people made a big fuss over it, and you know, you put yourself out there, and you have to, you know, to keep up with the times, you have to have an opinion on it. So, you know, what do y'all think about that?
I think about gay marriages. I don't. If you gay, I don't knock you, because only God can judge you. I don't knock you. At the same time, it's an excuse. You gay, why are you gay?
Because
your lifestyle didn't go your way from a male or female. A female got played out so many times that she feel like a woman.
Yeah.
Treat it better.
Yeah.
So, but not thinking at the same time as you put yourself in that predicament. You let that shit go on.
Mm-hmm.
You feel me? And like, y'all using all this shit as a, y'all using up, basically, y'all using it as a crutch. Y'all using it as a
crutch.
You feel me? At the end of the day, I say I don't agree with it, but I don't knock them.
Mm-hmm.
At the end of the day, end of these last days, when you judge, you're not going to heaven.
What's up, 347?
God made Adam and Eve, not Adam and Steve.
Hmm. Knew you was going to say that. Knew they were going to say that. What's up, 347? We got I believe this is Pastor Brick in the building.
What is with you calling me Pastor Brick?
Because you get on here and they say the wrong shit, you go ham.
This is true, right?
You go ham.
This is true.
You be getting the whole paragraph in one breath, like, shut up and breathe.
So, y'all are crazy.
So, Brick, we have two questions tonight. We're working on our second one because the first one, everybody just put their little sisters in. Okay, the first question was, if a 9-year-old girl became pregnant mm-hmm. from being raped, would it be in the mm-hmm. best interest of the child to make them have an abortion even if the 9-year-old wants to keep her baby?
Okay. First of all, okay, it's unfortunate that a minor had to go through something as traumatic as a rape. That's really unfortunate.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and plus the fact to find out that they're pregnant, you know, because of the fact, that's even more traumatic. But to be totally honest with you, at 9 years old, a 9-year-old doesn't know what they want.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Okay, anybody that has children knows. I mean, children are aware and cognizant of things at an early age, but not the age of 9 years old.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, at 9 years old, this child isn't accountable for anything by mm-hmm. law. So for a child to say, I want to keep it, of course the child is going to want to keep a baby
mm-hmm.
or a doll or a little puppy it finds in the street or something like that. Of course, because you have that nurturing spirit in you.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, by the time that 9-year-old goes through pregnancy, which in itself is traumatic and stressful on the body. And let's not even talk about labor. I mean, at 9 years old, she's not even equipped to even push a baby out, let alone
mm-hmm.
carry one around. You understand
mm-hmm.
what I'm saying? Because things are still forming. Things are
mm-hmm.
still, you know, now I know we got a lot of, you know, fried chicken eating 9-year-olds out here that look like they're the size of grown women.
Mm-hmm.
But the thing is that at 9 years old, mentally, they may have the body of a woman, but mentally, they're still playing with dolls, and they still have that 9-year-old mentality. So I don't think putting them through something like having a baby is traumatic.
Mm-hmm.
I think that, you know, I'm happen to be pro-choice
mm-hmm.
myself, especially in situations like that.
Mm-hmm.
In situations like that, definitely, I think that something should be done. Because trust me, she will get over the trauma of having a procedure as opposed to the trauma of actually giving birth.
Mm-hmm.
Trust me, this is someone who's given birth,
mm-hmm.
okay? And I still remember it as if it were yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
And I had my son, I was a grown woman. So for a 9-year-old, that's something that their body is going to change forever after that process.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that it's worth getting the procedure done for the child, having the child in therapy so that by the time the child is of age at 18, it can have a prosperous life. You understand
mm-hmm.
what I'm saying? But to be a mother at 9 years old, I was a mother at 21 and didn't know what to do. How can you imagine a 9-year-old?
Mm-hmm.
You know, so I think that in situations like that, definitely there needs to be some type of intervention. And plus, let's not even throw in there that it's a rapist child.
Mm-hmm.
You understand what I'm saying? It's a child.
Right, we didn't even go that far. But then again,
exactly.
it has me thinking about other countries
mm-hmm.
where something like this is happening and they really don't have the equipment,
mm-hmm.
you know, to even
exactly.
perform a procedure like that.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
Like, they don't have the resources of such to even perform a procedure like that. And, you know, at one point, people was getting married at 14. You know what I mean?
Right.
So, you
exactly.
know.
Exactly.
You know, so you got to look at it, you know, it just makes me, just boggles in my mind, like, what are y'all doing, you know, over there, you know, in Africa or the
yep,
Middle East and situations like that?
That goes back to the Bible stage, and it's still like that in the country, because a woman become a woman at the age of 14 in them countries. It's like
mm-hmm.
Puerto Rico. You can get married in Puerto Rico at the age of 16.
Mm.
You feel me?
Yeah.
In them countries like that, because actually a girl reached
maturity at the age of 14, 15 in other countries. It's like they mm-hmm. do in this country, but our laws are different than other countries.
Mm-hmm.
You feel me?
At mm-hmm.
the same time, that's been going on since BC before Christ.
Mm-hmm.
In Jerusalem, Iraq, mm-hmm. Pakistan. That's a custom.
Yeah, you come of age at 13.
Yeah, but only difference is that their parents choose a mate.
Yeah, but you know what? In other countries, you know, if that's the standard norm, of course there are, you know, things and you know, systems in place. You know, these children are not just at 14 having kids. They're married at the age of 14.
Mm-hmm.
You understand what I'm saying? So, in a country where that's the norm,
mm-hmm.
you know, where that's the norm, they're going to have a system in place for that.
Mm-hmm.
We're talking about here where, how you going to have a 9-year-old with a welfare case? I mean, like, you know, their own individual welfare case. You know?
They got WIC.
Exactly. And that's kind of like setting up a generation just to be, you know what I'm saying?
But this
my mother
is realistic.
Was 9 years old when she had me.
But this is realistic in the United States, though. This is something that's realistic, and we're not even talking about as far as rape, but kids that are actually sexually active at 9 and 10 and 11 and 12, and you know, we didn't even get into the aspect of them being exposed to STDs and STIs and being misformed. So this is really happening. This is not just a makeshift question. There's cases out there where this actually happened to a 9-year-old, and you know, people are put in this predicament. Then you have those folks that are just ignorant, you know, they just ignorant mm-hmm. to the core, you know, and they're not even thinking about the well-being of their child.
Mm-hmm.
They feel like their belief is no, I don't believe in this, and they're not even the big open-minded, you know, enough to realize that you're putting stress on your child, you know, physical, not just the mental, but the physical. They don't even think to look that far.
Yeah.
Because it starts with the generation, our generation, the older generation,
mm.
our generation. Feel me? Back in the generation, back in our days, the older people did not play that. Nowadays, you got parents right now, they think it's cute.
Mm.
For a 2-year-old or 3-year-old to shake their ass like, oh, look at it, get it, you feel me? They think that's cute. That's not cute.
Mm-hmm.
You feel me? It's not cute. So as they get older, they're accustomed to that attention.
Yeah, I agree. You know, I know for one thing, I don't know how many times you've seen it, like on Facebook, people post these videos. And it's these videos that take place in, like, Jamaica. You ever seen the little girl sitting there, you know, whining and all this other stuff, and, you know, see the little boys behind her? Now, these kids is, like, have to be no more than 6 years old. And she got her butt all popping up in the air, whining all there, and
mm-hmm.
the boys behind her grabbing what's supposed to be hips, but the child ain't got no hips yet. And he's
mm-hmm.
grinding all into her. And all you see is a bunch of adults standing around laughing and smiling and think it's funny and videotaping it. And I'm like, man, you got to be kidding. That is child abuse, as far as I'm concerned. Okay, that goes up there with basically being a pedophile, as far as I'm concerned. Because why you would look at that and smile and think it's cute, watching two kids grind their body parts together that are not even developed, that's pedophilia. And, you know, they think it's cute over there. That's why maybe everybody over there in Jamaica become mothers by the time they're 11, 12 years old. Maybe that's why. You know, now I'm not saying for all, so I don't like jumping on me. I'm not saying for all. But when you think about it, you know, and the type of work that I do immigration work, and a lot of them come over here after having babies that they done left the baby over there. You know, when did you have your child? Oh, last week. And you standing here in front of me in the United States? You know, but that's what they do. They're used to just, like, having kids early and then just leaving the kids, you know, which I think is just, like, ridiculous.
Okay, so I did a quick search, and there's a 10-year-old girl in 2006 who was raped by a 26-year-old man. The man admitted to having molested the girl for over 2 years, and he was sentenced to 25 years in prison. And in 2006, she gave birth by a C-section. The baby was placed up for adoption. And this happened in South Carolina.
Yeah.
Right.
You gotta realize about the, I hate to say this, but you gotta realize about the South.
Mm-hmm.
Love the South, but the South is sick. South is sick. They married. They fuck cousins. It's natural to fuck your cousin or your uncle or somebody like that in the South. That's the South mentality.
But you know, you gotta also look at why it's like that in the South.
Mm-hmm.
If you ever been
like
to the real South,
it's not like that all in the South. Not every
not
South.
Not all in the South.
Hold up. I live in the South. I'm not from here, but it ain't like that everywhere in the South.
it's certain
like
generations, it's certain families. It's not everybody, because everybody don't agree with that, but it's a norm in the South.
Oh my God. Oh, sorry. I'm sorry. Did I say that loud?
It's a norm in the South. Not everybody, because a lot of people in the South don't. You can see a lot of people in the South that would disagree with that.
Well, it happened. Growing up in Detroit, it happened. I knew a girl who had a baby at 12 growing up in Detroit from a family member.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not just the South. It is how the people mentality and what they think and how they respect. And if you have no fear of God and you have no care of anybody else, you don't care who you sleep with, who you molest or anything else. Young or old, you just want to get your nuts. And that's what happened.
It happened in certain cases in New Jersey. What happened in the South can happen anywhere. But it's basically known in the South.
We only say that because we feel like the South is slow. We only say that because we think the South is slow. And we feel, hold on, I think we're only saying that because we feel like the South is slow and there's not much to do out there, so therefore all they do is blah, blah, blah. But however, you know, once again, it just depends on the individual view that person views, and sometimes people just don't, mentally it's just not right, you know. And I'm looking at one that have 11-year-old girl who was raped by a 75-year-old man.
But that's about the South in
Bridgeport, Connecticut, and she gave birth.
Yes, it can happen anywhere. It can happen anywhere, but it's more out the South. And that started through slavery.
Slavery didn't start in the South.
Slavery started in the South.
From up that way first.
From north.
What's the level you started at then?
From north, and then it worked its way down.
Thank you. The people up north brought them, they didn't come through Mississippi on the boat.
No, let me break it down to you.
Uh-oh.
It started in the South, but the foundation in the South. What people don't realize is when you think about slavery, it was white slaves before it was black slaves.
Yes, there was.
Yeah,
the rich, the poor, and the poor. That's what that was, slavery. If you was rich enough to tell somebody to work for you for little or nothing, and you could own them, that's what slavery started. They didn't care if you was black, white, purple, green, or orange.
Okay. You're listening to Phone Fantasy Radio with LaCrush Hart and Rick and Lady C and Blessed Child. My co-host has not entered yet. He's not come. He's 9 minutes late. And we brought back up the topic of the 9-year-old, and like I said, I'm looking online. You could just type in, you know, youngest mothers, and, you know, there's a list that actually pops up and gives you the, you know, they identify the mother, they give you the age of the mother, they give you the father who's unknown or who was arrested, they give you the location, and then they just give you notes on the side, like if the girl kept it or how much the baby weighed and so forth and so forth. But the next question was, do the laws dictate our views? That was the next question. Do the law dictate our views?
Yes, it do.
Do, or rather, should it be politics dictate our views?
Yes, it do. I'm going to tell you why.
Mm.
I made this point a long time ago.
Mm.
Back in the day, you was a black. Back in the day when we were growing up, you were black. I wish you were wild out in the supermarket. You always seen a white kid wilding out, cussing their mom out, cussing their dad out, cussing their, you feel me?
Mm-hmm.
The law got sick of that because I don't care who you think you is. You white, you think you dominant. That was hurting their race. That's what they came up with the school system is. If your mom put your hands on you, report that. Actually, my grandma put her hands on us. That made us better people. A better person.
Well, a lot of folks do have mental problems because of that too.
They made better people.
You feel like you got people
that overdo it.
And yes, if you overdo it, and you overdo it,
yes, you need to be locked up. But now the point that they made the law that we can't discipline our own children. So they're going to run around. Now the children is using that as a crutch against their parents. Oh, I wish you would kick me out. I wish you would touch me. I'm going to the law. You feel me? So back in the day is like back in the day you could be sitting in church acting up. Another female would get on you and everything good. Nowadays, another female get on, they look like you, like you crazy. Like, what the fuck you talking about? Is it the law break? Is it the fact that it's not playing a racist card or nothing like that?
Yeah.
The fact that our generation now is playing a lot of effect on them, on their race. How many white boys you see with their hats to their back, fan sagging and all that? They don't like that. At the same
time,
there's a law.
Yeah, but how did they get like that?
At the same time, what they don't realize is you setting the laws up, yes, it's going to hurt us at the same time. It's hurting you. It's hurting your generation at the same time.
Okay, you
said
your
generation at the same time.
Okay. You said that the kids, you know, you're calling, you know, ACS and all this other stuff on their parents now, and you can't discipline your kids. But my question to you is, how did the kids get like that? The kid didn't just wake up the next day talking back to their mother. Okay? The kid didn't just,
how did
you know,
it get like that?
Blue.
How did it get like that? How did it
yeah,
get like
how
that?
Did it get like that?
Because nowadays, back in the school days, back in the days when I was going to school, was like that. But nowadays, you go to school right now, they teach you in school. If your parents put your hands on you or try to discipline you, you can report this. So not only is you making a difference, you're giving these kids power over their parents. Oh, if my mom hit me, I can report this. And a lot of parents right now are scared to discipline their child because they worry about getting locked up.
Okay,
yes,
but what is
play,
the child
play,
doing
play,
to
play
require big. Discipline? What is the child doing that they require discipline?
What I'm saying is, okay, you're saying now you can't discipline your kids because, you got the teachers telling the kids that you can call the police on your parents and all this other stuff. But my thing is this, what did the kid, the kid just didn't wake up talking back to their parents. You know what I'm saying? The kid didn't just out of the blue say, you know what, Mom, F you. Out of the clear blue. Okay? It starts when children are young. If you don't think that you can let your kids listen to this new generation
and listen to the music.
It's not just
on you. No matter what, back in our days,
But who's buying the music for our artists?
Who let them listen?
Who's buying the music? Who let them listen to it? Exactly. I mean, what I'm saying is, as a parent,
you can't be with your kids 24 hours. So, as another parent, your kid with another friend, that parent let them listen to that music. She listens to that music.
Somewhere you let the child say, oh, I ain't got to listen to you, and you ain't stopped them as a child. You have to.
Exactly.
It didn't just automatically say, oh, boo, 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 boo. Somewhere along the line, you let them keep talking to you and saying, I ain't hearing this, and you never want to stop them, whether it's time out
exactly.
or taking the mess out of them. You let them get away with it. That's where they get to the point where they cussing their mamas out. My grandchildren, to this day, know I will still whoop they behind. I don't care where we at. If I tell them
exactly.
to stop, they don't stop.
But you're right, I do agree with that, but every parent is not you. If you say it, I do agree with it, but every parent is not you.
And you know what? The bottom line is you can't wait until your child is 15 and decide to be a parent then.
Thank you.
Okay? Now all of a sudden you want a parent when they're 15?
But at the same time, is every parent is now you. I agree with anything you're saying.
This is true, but what I'm saying is...
But every parent is not you. Every parent don't think like that, even though they should think like that. Even though they should think like that, but they don't think like that.
Okay, so it's not like you can't discipline your children. Because I disciplined my son. I haven't hit my son in years. But what I'm saying is I've disciplined him when he was younger. Yeah, I used to beat his ass. And the thing about it is that, okay, it wasn't never once an incident with ACS and me or none of that stuff involved. Because first of all, there's a certain way you discipline your child. I don't sit there and put black eyes on him and reps and all this other stuff all over him. It's the way I'm old school. I beat the behind. Well, all that fat and tissue is back there, I would whack his behind with a belt, okay? I wouldn't beat his legs and his arms and strike him across the face like some of these parents do. And then the child go to school with a black and blue eye. Of course you're going to be like, okay.
That's how you're supposed to be. Feel me? But the conversation was the question, how the government control your life.
How you thinking
and what you're saying is it's like a lot of parents should be. That's how a parent I am with my daughter. That's how you're supposed to be, but everybody not like you. Everybody not built like you.
So how does the government involve? What does that have to do with the government? You're saying that they
Look at all these children out there running out 3 o'clock in the morning. Shit, my man called a motherfucking case because he was running a go-go bar and he had a 14-year-old and they were fake ID. You feel me? Mm-hmm. It's the parents that make a difference. It's how you raise your child. And a lot of them are scared to raise their child because of these goddamn laws. Let's keep it real.
What laws?
Come on, man. Back in the day, you have a bad person goes a black child. Back in the day, not gonna wild out in the supermarket.
Hold up.
Back in the day, you have a white child that will cuss their mom out, and don't give a fuck about it. Cuss her out. Throw temples, throw facts, and all that. The law got sick of that.
I see the white kids be on the floor acting stupid and the black kids be acting with some sense. Hell, you can even send your kids to another aisle and go get something and come back.
That's what I'm talking about. That's what the laws, they feel like
Something got to change. That's when the Dyson laws came in. That's when the Dyson law came in. Don't get me wrong. If you back in your tail, yeah, you need to be reported. But you got people talking about if you get smacked on the behind knee or something like that, that's child abuse. That's go by the law. I deal with people that, I deal with the state. I work for Dyson.
I sure love me.
And certain things that is discipline and certain things that is outrageous. Outrageous, yes. I don't care if you black or white. You need to be punished. You feel me? But the law, they make these laws more against us than anybody right now.
It's not that they're making laws against us or, you know, parents in general. What it is that even back in the day, these laws were in place. You can't abuse your child. There's always been child abuse. Always.
Child abuse.
What it is that now they
how the hell you can't tell your 14-year-old, how the hell you can't tell your 14-year-old to get an abortion? It's her choice. She's 14 years old. So how the hell you can't get, how the hell that's not the parent's choice? Explain that to me. How the hell is she 14 years old? But she got the right to keep her child. Tell me that. Explain that to me right now. She's 14 years old, but I guarantee you, if something else happened to her,
you know, also at the age of 14, if a child commits murder, they could be tried as an adult. You know that, right?
Yeah, exactly. That's what the time goes to.
But that's you know, it applies the same way. If you can do an adult act as such as murder or first degree robbery or something like that and harm somebody, then you also can, you know, they also apply it as well, then you can be looked at as an adult. And also you gotta look at it at the age of 14, 15, 13 years old, these girls and guys out here having sex because their parents are not with them. Who outside? You know, these girls out there having sex and getting exposed and getting teen pregnant and all this stuff under the sun because their parents are not with them 24/7. So these laws is a way for the child to go out there and actually seek help.
How you expect to get help if you don't got no saying? How the hell you expect to get help if you don't got no saying? That's your chat.
No, what they're saying is at 14, the girls can go and get assistance, get pills, get condoms and stuff, get checked out and see if they have an STD or if they're pregnant.
Right.
Without the parent being there.
Right.
That's why that law is brought in, because so many girls were hiding from their mom.
It's not trying to take your power away as a parent. That's not what it was, but a lot of these women, a lot of these kids were having babies and walking around with these STDs and not getting the assistance they need because they were afraid to tell their mom.
They was afraid. They couldn't go to the law.
How the hell you gonna come to me, 10-year-old daddy? I'm pregnant.
What?
Okay.
The thing is, it's not what they come to you, but they can get help if they need to. If they can't, if they too scared to go
how
to mom and dad,
help?
Go get
how
real
you get
help. Don't go to a back room and try to get a fourth and end
up dead. How could you get help is the parent don't got no say over it. She can keep the child if she wants. She's 14 years old, but she can keep the child if she wants to.
Right.
Yeah.
So what you trying to say is, the law is overpowering the parent. If that's my child,
no,
she's 14 years old.
They try to make it safe for the children who gonna do what they want to do anyway, but to do it healthier, safer.
Exactly.
It's not to say that it's right, but it's trying to. The children doing it anyway. The children 13, 12, 11, they out there having sex.
Anyway.
If they know they can go somewhere and get some help,
like I said, 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 I got a 14-year-old daughter that actually skips school a lot, this and that. The parent going to pay. So the parent pay because she skips school. How come the parent don't got no affiliate in their life? That's that child.
I don't know where you are, brother, but here in New York State, we have what's called a PIMS petition. That's a person in need of supervision. A parent who has an out-of-control teenager goes to the police department, files a PIMS petition. That means that if this child gets caught doing anything out of control, it lets the police know that this is a teenager that basically the parent has exhausted all resources, all, you know, reasoning with this child. This child is just doing whatever it wants to do. As long as that person has a PIMS petition in place, filed on that child, then that parent cannot be totally 100% held liable for what that child does. Okay? So
wake
I don't
up.
Know where you
wake
live
up,
at
people.
Or what the rules is, but
wake,
that's
wake
the way
up,
it is
people.
Here in New York State.
Wake up, people. I'm in Jersey. Wake up, people. I'm in Jersey. I see 14 years old and everybody. I see 14, 13, 12-year-old every day walking these motherfucking streets 2 o'clock in the motherfucking morning.
Well,
you know,
so their parents filing,
you know,
that against
them? And the law right now, the law, a child should have no right or say. But once you get that child right or say,
a child is accountable at the age of 14 by the law. That child is accountable, which means, like they just said, he can't be tried for murder as an adult.
So basically, you're agreeing with all these laws right now.
No, you're not.
The law is not just to take the child away from you, but the law is to show you what the children doing it anyway. If your child at 14, you say you got control over it, and the child still go out and do something, and you didn't catch him, you want them to come get you?
They're going to come get you anyway. You know the law. They're going to come get you anyway.
They're not going to come get you if you have a system in place that lets them know this is
Thank
a person
you.
Out of control.
The law going to come get
you
regardless.
You let them know this
person
is out of control.
You think the law not going to come get you?
Why would they come get
you
if you have this
law? You think the law not going to get
you?
You
let them know you've done all you could do.
The law has been psyched since day one.
Hmm.
So you think you really going to go by the law?
Okay. They're thinking, like she said, a 14-year-old, if they're going to do it, they're going to do it anyway. Okay? And as a matter of fact, when you stated before, if a 14-year-old girl becomes pregnant, okay, yes, she can choose to have the baby. And if you decide as a father that, you know what, I can't take care of her and a baby at the same time, that child either becomes a ward of the state until they're 18 years old, or that child can try to get emancipated. Means that they are on their own legally.
I'm giving up on you. That's the child right there. I'm giving up on you.
If you take the child
to the
police department or a hospital or wherever a safe haven is, and you leave them there, and no harm can come to you.
And that's what they're telling the young child. I'm giving up on you.
Then you give up on them. They would rather you bring the child in than find it dead at the bottom of a river somewhere. Okay? Ooh. That's what they do. If I chose to take my son and leave him in a hospital and say, I'm done with you, stay here, and put a note to his chest, they can't arrest me because I did the right thing by him. I left him in a safe haven. He becomes a ward of the state. The state becomes his guardian.
That's telling you right there. When they get out of that state, when they get 18, they're going to kick them out regardless, whether they're homeless or not.
That's not true.
You gave up on them. They feel like if you gave up on them.
That's not true.
They feel like if you gave up on them.
Hold on, Bless. Don't throw nothing out there if you don't know the facts about it. That's not true at all. I grew up in foster care. They didn't throw me out at 18. They gave you a choice. As a matter of fact, at the age of 13, they ask you, do you want to be adopted or do you want to do independent living? Independent living is they'll train you with the skills that you need that you would normally get from your parents. They'll give you cooking classes. They'll teach you how to write a money order. They'll give you all the skills you need, independent living skills. So then at the age of 18, you can either find your own place, and they will pay for it if you continue college, or you can go off on your own. Up and they'll pay for your college once you are discharged at the age of 18, up until the age of 24. So they're not just throwing you out on the street. They don't do that unless you're one of them problem child that got in trouble with the law or you got into a special circumstances, like they like to call them. But they don't just throw you out on the street at the age of 18, Bless.
I'm gonna leave it alone.
It's not as horrible as you may think.
When you deal with the state don't give a fuck about the veterans that fight for their own motherfucking country and gave their life for their own motherfucking country. So what do you think they gonna give a fuck about you for? As a people, we gotta make that change. We don't make that change because he say shit.
There's a resource out there for you to actually obtain these things. There are resources out there. It's not the fact that the state cares about you enough. It's the fact that you're smart enough to know how to go out there and find the resources that's out there available for you.
And use them right.
Half of people don't got that knowledge, and not abuse them.
But there's ways out there. Somebody knows something. You get what I'm saying? You know somebody that knows something about something. You feel me? We not as ignorant as you may think, Black. Somebody out there knows something about
a lot of us. A lot of us is ignorant to the fact. We don't listen.
It's out there. If you open the book and not just look at it and say, I can't do it. They don't like me because I'm black. They ain't got nothing for me. They don't need no help. It's out there for you, but you got to look through the paperwork, fill out the paperwork, go talk to the people, and be humble enough to listen to what they're telling you. Because it's out there. There's help and assistance out there for you if you need it. And you're not just trying to get over.
Yeah, it's a lot of systems like that. I said that a long time ago. It's a lot of systems out there that a lot of people in our race don't really know about it.
They don't know about what?
We gotta find out for ourselves.
That's anybody,
what?
That's not anybody.
How the hell she did what she did?
She already got like 6 days of jail time.
What?
You feel me? It's bigger than that.
So what are you talking about,
Black? I'm saying, there's a lot of resources out there, but if you black, they're not going to really tell you about that. But you're going to have a lot of people that will tell you about that. And that's how I learned.
Wait. Bless, did you hear what you just said?
What I was going to say? Yeah, I said about Power Hilton.
Did you hear what you just said? If you're black, there's people out there that won't tell you about that, but there's a lot of people out there that will tell you about that. That's what you just said.
Yeah, you got people out there. No, I'm like this. A few people will actually break it down to you and tell you you can go to this place, and do that. Yes, it is people like that out there. And I respect them people. But everybody don't think like that.
You have to listen and search for what you. If you, that's the one thing we want it to be presented to us. Sometimes you have to work for it, and if that means searching it out, looking for yourself, opening a book, opening the door, and going and talking to somebody who you may not want to talk to. Or deal with, it will advance you.
Because
if you sit there, a shut mouth don't get nothing.
And also, nobody owes you anything. Another thing. A lot of people have this mentality that they owe something. You're not owed anything.
Nobody owes you. Nobody owes you.
nobody owe you nothing.
Nobody
owe
you anything.
Nobody owe you nothing. But when you, it ain't about us grown people. It's about the government and how it affects that, how the child affects it right now. Nobody owe nobody, no grown man nothing. It's about the youth right now.
And what about the youth?
And personally, a lot of motherfuckers don't give a fuck about the youth right now.
That's not true at all.
You got a lot of people out there that do.
There are a lot of government agencies, the media, and all that
focus on this negativity.
There's a lot of agencies out there right now that are out there to help the youth. It's actually the folks that have got resources. And I can tell you that firsthand.
I don't know where y'all from. They try to shut down a library in Jersey, in Trenton, New Jersey. They try to shut down a library. This is the law y'all talking about y'all agreeing with right now. It's the law. They shutting down a lot of.
They
shutting down a lot of youth.
Who goes to the library?
Right now.
Who goes to those libraries? When we were growing up, we stayed in the library.
That's a reason for you to shut it down.
It can be reused for something else. It can be recycled for something else. You don't know that. And how do you know it's the city shutting it down? It could be a
They're shutting that down worldwide right now. All these youth communities, you don't shut down a goddamn library. What kind of message are you sending by shutting down a library?
Are they using the library?
You got some people that do use the library.
And there's probably a bigger library somewhere else. And you don't know what they're building in there. You don't know what they're building in that space. They could be revamping the library.
What the hell you going to shut down libraries and youth facilities like the YMCA that did nothing but try to reach out to these kids? Why is you shutting them down? You want to know why?
The youth aren't using them, and those that come in using them disrespecting them. And when they
What about the ones that want to use it and better themselves?
Right now we are in a recession, and at the end of the day, you got to look at what's going to benefit us as a whole. Not just one or two people running to the library. You get what I'm saying? Like, you don't know what they're using that space for. They could be building it down and putting up houses. A lot of people out there that's homeless. They could be shutting that down and putting up a shelter. We don't know what they're doing with that space.
Investigate why. Find out why.
I deal with politics all my life, man. I'm the mayor. I deal with politics all my life. Certain politics don't give a fuck about you. They do that. They do that shit.
They're all politicians out there that don't give a fuck and just want to get ahead.
They do that shit. They friends with you through an election. So when they get in the office, don't give a fuck about you. But you know, as a politic, once you're a politic, whether you're a mayor, governor, senator, you straight for life, and your kid's straight for life. What about the people out there that voted you in? You feel me? It's all about voting. Like I said, man, like Kennedy said a long time ago, it's not what I can do for the country, what the country can do for us. As a people, we need to stand the fuck up. We're not standing up right now. And people, everybody using that as an excuse. Everybody using that as an excuse, or this, that. Now, let's keep it real, man. We're dealing with reality right now. And while we're in the motherfucking recession right now, because you think motherfucking care about us? They really care about us? Why half of our motherfucking job from GM is overseas right now? All the jobs is overseas right now.
So that's big government. That's way off topic.
You know why a lot of them went overseas.
Why having the money that we spent that we didn't need to be in Iraq?
Hold on, Bless. We keep letting you talk, but you keep talking over us. So, you know, Lady C is trying to say something. We're trying to get everybody's views up in here. So you asking a question, do you want it to be answered or is it just rhetorical?
I want to hear this.
So Lady C was actually trying to give you her opinion on the question that you asked, but you keep cutting people off when they're in the middle of a sentence.
Those
companies went overseas. It's cheaper for them to get the stuff built, with most people trying to spend less money. That don't make it right. Then if a person get hurt in the factory over there, they're not trying to sue them. People over here fall, they don't even be hurt, faking hurt, trying to get $1 billion from these companies because they figure they got the money. So they got tired of everybody wanting to sue them for nothing, getting hurt, paying them, and they're not doing the work. That's the sad part is, overseas, they happy to get a little job, and they do their best. We have a bad habit of not trying to put forth our best effort, America itself as a whole, in the factories, in the plants, anything. They don't put their best foot forward. And the companies are tired of that. If you had a business and you had 2 cents of people working for you, you pay them $1.50, you pay them $4.50. $4.50 only producing one thing, 50 cent people producing five of them. You tell the $4.50 people they got to go. And you put more on 50 cents.
America the home of the brave, home of the free. The highest be free. And we don't got jobs over here. Yes, it's ignorant people all over. It's ignorant people in the middle seats right now that do dumb shit. That's worldwide. America the most sightiest country ever. That's why you come to America. When it comes to war is money. That's money for us. That's money for them. You shipping our jobs over there to them. Nah, and because we come out of a lawsuit like that, we shipping jobs over there because they work cheaper. And you look back when the cars were built back in the day, have any cars right now? You get an accident in any cars right now? It's a death right there. Back in the day, some cars were built like that. This effect like from the wood. And the plumbing. You got plastic plumbing that goes, you know why? Because, you know, plastic break quicker. If plastic break quicker, it's more money for the company. You feel me? There's a lot of things that America could have invented. Man, America is the most sightseeing. I love America because, yes, we got more freedom than other countries. Don't get it twisted. I do love America, but I don't agree with a lot of shit they do. We the most sightiest country ever. And the laws that, and the laws, like you said, back in the day, when the laws back in the day, you bring a law back in the day from 1900, whatever, it's not going to fly. Because the law changed every day now. That's why they got Congress. Once you got 60 votes in Congress, that law is passed. But we talking about lawsuits and all that, talking about the lawsuits and all that shit. But what about the people that really wanna work? They don't even give a fuck about our veterans, dog. Let's keep it real. They don't give a fuck about our veterans, man. You got veterans out there that fought for our country, damn they lost a leg or arm. Or going through health problems that they don't even give a fuck about.
All right, so.
Real talk.
All right, so we are 10:15 and 45 minutes left of the top. It's 10:15 on the East Coast. 45 minutes left for the show. Les Child going in right now, talking about our government. Gonna get my show cut off. Obama be on here. No, I'm just playing. we got folks in here. We just sharing our opinions on a little bit of everything. This is just like a freelance show. Next week is my birthday. Unfortunately, we will not be hosting Phone Fantasy Radio live next week. Sorry, folks. But we do have some interesting topics coming up right after that. And we'll have some guests coming to the show soon. And we might play music sometime soon. Last couple of shows. Right, last couple of shows, we have not played any music. Right, Lady T?
No music.
Right, it's been all talk all the time.
All opinions.
All opinions, right, all our opinions. Well, anyway, you know, I asked a question today, and a lot of people answered my question, asked another question. And my question was, do adults have wet dreams?
Yep.
That's the last question of the night. Do adults have wet dreams? And Lady C said, yep.
Yes, they do.
Really?
They're more intense because you know what you want in your dreams now.
So, Lady C, you have
wet dreams. Not sure.
When's the last time you had a wet dream, Lady C? You answered that very quickly. Yep. I couldn't even finish the sentence. Yep.
Hey, that's about as wet as I get in my dreams now lately.
Yeah, I know that's right. That happened to me. I was thinking last night as I was laying in my bed, the question came up because have you ever been with a significant other or whatever, your partner at the time, and their cologne or their perfume is left in your pillow?
Yeah.
In your pillowcase, and if it's actually a good person, you don't change the pillowcase, you know what I mean? If you had a good time and you want to remember it, you know, you don't change the pillowcase, you just go in on it, you know, so that's what happened to me, you know, his scent was still in my pillow, I wrapped my hand around it, buried my face in it, threw the covers over me, and I slept like he was him, I swear, ladies, I woke up holding on to my pillow, I swear, I felt like he was here, man, if I didn't have to go to the bathroom, I was so good.
Wake up and be like, whoa, that was a dream.
It felt so real. It really did. I was staggering to the bathroom. My eyes was heavy.
Wake up mad at yourself. Why did I wake up?
Mad at the world. Mad at the world. And I was trying to hold off. But I had to go. I'm telling you, my bladder was about to burst. But I was legs shaking, not moving.
Oh,
not
I'm
trying
like,
to.
Okay. A little bit longer.
I'm going to get right back to that spot.
But you never get back to that spot.
Never.
You never get back to that spot, no matter how hard you try. You wake up, go to sleep, you never get back to that spot.
Mm-hmm. And then, you know, you try not to turn on the light because you don't want to mess up that mood you're in. You think you'll fall right back to sleep, but you try not to turn on the light, so you're just staggering. Walking into walls, mad, and stuff. I had one of those moods. Like, it was horrible, man. It was nice, but it was horrible because I woke up and the pillow was I was sleeping, boy. I was sleeping like he was laying right next to me, too. I hope it falls like that tonight. Shit.
When you smell
that
scent, it's like,
oh
yeah, I remember when.
Oh yeah. Uh huh. Sure enough, remember everything. Added new details to it. Like we didn't do that, but I'm gonna add some more stuff to it.
I
I think he wanted to do it, he just forgot.
Mm-hmm. He had to go to work. That's what it was. He had to go to work the next day.
Yeah, that's a good. A working man is a good thing. Yes.
I know you can't complain. You don't want to complain, but sometimes,
yeah.
You know, like ah.
Yeah, that's my problem. I'm working my internship from 7 to 2. I get home at 4. He works overnight. So when I get home, he's usually sleeping, trying to get ready for work. So where are we going to hook up at? You know, he gets one night off, and then that's the night I go to church. Woo-woo, okay.
That's funny.
Yeah. So one of those things, trying to get together when you both work in different hours. We can talk. We talk on the phone a lot and see how each other doing, but go to sleep. You've been driving all night. Go to sleep. He's a truck driver. You know.
That's good. All right, folks. Like I said, Bless.
Yeah.
When's the last time you had a wet dream, Bless?
Huh?
When's the last time you had a wet dream?
When I was young, at the age that I supposed to have that shit. I don't have no wet dreams no more.
You don't have... Really?
Be honest, Bless. Really?
Really?
You don't have no wet dreams no more. You don't have
not at all.
You don't have fantasy?
No fantasy?
Man, look, man, I did a lot of shit that I did at a young age, man. Fantasy from threesomes and all, I done did that.
So there's nothing that you would like to try that you haven't tried? Other than eating
pussy? I done did and tried anything that I wanted to try.
Nothing interests you to make you think about it?
Not at all. But I did it.
Nothing you want to repeat?
It ain't about repeat. Like you said, once you had it and once you did it, yes, certain things that you do want to repeat. At the same time, if you don't repeat it, I done did it. Nah, man, my thing is, if anything I want to do is still get married and have a family. So that's my biggest goal right now.
Wow.
We'll come down to sex, but I done did it, man.
All right, so week
and all these spring breaks, I done did it.
So are you open to try new things if your partner want to?
It depends what it is.
Okay, if your partner wants to take you to a swing party, a true swinger party, not no fuck that, I'm talking about a true swinger party with swingers, and you got swap couples and all that.
It depends. Is that my main chick? That's a chick that I want to be with? Hell nah. I'm not going to be with that because you're my main chick. I'm not taking you to no goddamn swinger party.
Okay, she said she wanted to blindfold you. Would you let her blindfold you?
Yeah, if she could blindfold me, this, the only thing you can't do to me is tie me up or handcuff me like that, man, because I have flashbacks. Other than that, yeah, you want to blindfold me? Yeah, I blindfold, but the only thing I don't agree with handcuffs or tie me up. Nah, I don't get down like that because I'm not saying nothing wrong with it. I have flashbacks.
You're missing something, Bless. You're missing something.
Ain't nobody handcuffing me, man. I feel like I'm not good. I can't do nothing when I'm handcuffed. Nah.
You're not interested in being submissive. That's just speaking on the hood level. You like being in control.
I like a female being in control, but it's not just no handcuff.
Okay.
I had bad experience with handcuffs.
Okay.
I said, I'm from the hood. I had bad experience with handcuffs. Therefore, not. That's not going to happen. I don't like to be in control. I like the female to be. I like a female to be in control too. More aggressive. We got a lot of fun. We could be in control. We could be a lot aggressive without the handcuffs.
Okay.
Oh boy. You know, I don't appreciate my co-host not coming in. I think we should call him. What y'all think? We should call our... Yeah, we're going to call him. What's his number? 337. I know it. Huh?
He's going to be out of his meeting by now.
We're going to leave a message, too, if you don't pick up. We're going to do the rest of the show on his voicemail, if you don't pick up. Hello.
Hello.
What's up? You forgot we had a show tonight or something?
No, I didn't forget. I got diverted. I had a meeting tonight that ran a little long, and but I'm here.
So,
and who's that giggling? Well, no, I already know who's giggling. So it's the only person
yeah.
I know who can hear that way.
Why did we have to call you?
You know, we were going to leave you a real bad voicemail.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
How you like it? You doing good?
Anyway, who else is there?
We have Bless. Say hi, Bless.
Brother Cool, babe.
Bless, good evening, bro.
What's good, man? What's good?
What's up? And who else is in the building?
We had Pastor Brick, but I don't know if she's still there.
Pastor Brick is back.
Oh, okay. There she goes.
I'm back.
Good evening, Pastor Brick.
Good evening. How are you?
I'm good. Coming from a community meeting and everything that went a little longer than anticipated, but it's all good. So.
Very good, sir.
Pardon me?
Oh, my goodness. She said very good.
Very good.
Now, okay, did you bring, are you still on the first question, or did you move on?
We went everywhere around the world.
We done been everywhere.
We done went everywhere around the world. But go ahead, we want you to put your two cents in. Do you need me to repeat the question?
Well, go ahead.
Okay, the first question was, if a 9-year-old girl becomes pregnant from being raped, would it be in the best interest of the child to make them have an abortion, even if the 9-year-old wants to keep her baby?
No. And myself, and Lacey, hold on.
Yeah, get it out.
Myself and Lacey feel the same way. That even though, and we're a little bit different in this whole area, even though I believe it should be up to the mother, a regular mother, basically, abortion is murder.
Mm-hmm.
That's the bottom line.
Mm-hmm.
That's my line.
Okay, all right. So, in the case of, so you wouldn't get the abortion. You wouldn't have your child get the abortion.
No.
You
9 years old?
Pardon me?
okay,
9 years
there you
old?
Go, you're in that box, Black reporter, and this is the other thing that we looked at. A 9-year-old, the child body is not developed. It could
exactly.
kill her as well.
Well, the situation is, okay, you don't know if the child's body is not developed because these days, and I hate to say this while I'm sitting in the middle of Popeyes, but they are putting so many additives in fast food these days that you really don't know what you're eating. I mean, we've heard of more minority and low-income families. The young folks, young ladies developing at such a young age. And,
yeah, I call them chicken wing children. Chicken
pardon?
Wing children. I call them
yeah.
chicken wing children.
Oh, is that what you call them?
Yeah, because they shoot the hormones in the wing of a chicken, and that's why the hormones in the
mm-hmm.
body, that's why they make the body more developed than they are.
Exactly. And that's probably the one reason why our 9-year-old here is able to have a child. And the situation is it takes a community to stand up and have some adults who will be there to take care of that newborn child. You know, actually to take care of the 9-year-old also, because evidently the parents of that child are not doing a good job at all.
Not necessarily.
Well, if the child was raped, okay, a child could be raped at school. A child could be
true.
Raped on the way home from school in a daycare center. So it's not necessarily the parent. But what I believe
true.
Is that, you know, a child, okay, like you said, a child's body is developed. That may be, but mentally. Do you know how much strength it takes mentally to deal with the pain of childbirth?
You're right.
Okay, mentally, are they ready for that?
No, I don't think so.
Through their body? I don't think so. And it's very traumatic.
I don't think so.
And if I could still
yeah,
remember
right.
that 17 years later, what do you think a 9-year-old, that's going to be etched and burned in their memory forever.
Mm-hmm.
And that could have an adverse effect on the child. That could even
mm-hmm.
make the child maybe, you know, lose his mind. Sort of kind of insanity. Because
yep.
it's really a traumatic experience. And I know you said you're pro-choice, but that's why I'm glad, you know, that we have things like the morning after pill so that if things
yeah.
like this happen, you understand what I'm saying? They could be dealt with before
right.
there is even anything to deal with.
Mm-hmm.
Because as a man, I understand that you're pro-choice, but a man does not have to have a baby. No, you're
mm-hmm.
pro-life, but a man cannot have a baby. A man has no idea what it feels like to have
one thing.
And to have one inside of you and what it does to your body and your bones
one thing.
And your
mm-hmm.
teeth
one
and your hair.
One thing I can agree with what Renee say is, yes, it do come down to the parents. My daughter tells me everything. I make sure of that. You feel me?
Ooh.
You gotta know the school system. I don't care. You gotta even know the bus driver. You gotta know your surroundings.
You don't
kid.
Know everything.
If my kid 9 years old, I'm gonna be the one on a bus stop every day with her.
Ooh.
If I can't do it, it's gonna be somebody that I trust. You gotta be there. You know, as a parent, we can't be in touch with Alpha. We always got somebody in our corner that got that lead time to be there for your child. And it's sad that we gotta do that. Nowadays, we live in a sick world.
Mm-hmm.
We live in a goddamn sick world. You know what I mean? And I'm not saying that I'm not going to say that's not a bad chat. I'm going to say it's a bad. It's who you choose, man. It's who you choose around you. It's how a person
mm-hmm.
talks, how a person acts, that's how that person is.
Mm-hmm.
You got to choose who be around your daughter or your son like.
Real around. Quick. One more question.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. I can take one more question.
Mm-hmm. Oh. The next question is, do you still have wet dreams?
No comment. No comment. Moving on.
Right there.
Huh?
That answers the question right there.
No comment.
No comment. I'm not in a position where I can talk about that right now.
Wow.
All you have to do is say yes or no.
Keep it real. You can keep it real. You can keep
of
it real
right,
out in
that's
public.
All you have to say. They don't know what you're saying, of course, too.
Feel good because
huh?
I don't see no trash left behind when you. Like
I said, I'm not in a position to answer that question. Not moving on.
I don't see nothing.
Aw, boo. Come on, Black Reporter. Be
just
bold.
Say yes or no.
You will see you'll see my answer in CSF very soon.
Boo. We want to
know. Somebody ask that question in CSF.
We're going to ask that question in Camp Super Fluffy.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all need to go to Camp Super Fluffy on Facebook. If you're not a member, y'all need to
and
become a
join.
Member. We need more members. Camp Super Fluffy. Just do a search for Camp Super Fluffy. And the last one we were talking about is, do the law dictate our views? And
it does, and
you know, that one, we went on a whole, like I said, we went around the world and came back.
Mm-hmm.
And we started.
That's a very easy one. That's very easy. Yes, it does.
Dictates
our views, dictates our actions, everything.
Exactly. That's
what
I was saying.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So, anyway, I'm sitting here having my supper, so I will.
You have supper? Maybe you can hang up on us. We ain't have our supper yet. You're the co-host. You can't hang up early. You're the co-host. It's different if you was a normal person, but you're the co-host. You can't hang up early. If you hang up early, I will end the show. If you hang up, I'm ending the show, Black Reporter.
Mm-hmm.
So do you want to end the show 20 minutes early? They're not going to forgive you when we get back on air. They're going to get you for it.
That's right.
I just need God.
You got, ooh.
I just need God.
Oh, he's bold, y'all. That chicken that gave him power. He just get God. That chicken must be hella good right now. That chicken must be hella good.
It must be.
That chicken must be hella good because he willing to take
it. And I'm going to push you like this. When you ain't ate all day, hell yeah, it's good.
I know that's right. All right, Black Reporter, bye.
Bye. Thank you.
We should call and leave him a voicemail. That's what we should do. Curse him out on his voicemail. That's what we're going to do. We're going to do a special show after this. We're going to curse him out on his voicemail. We're going to wait till he goes to sleep. We're going to do it.
Years.
Can't wait
to go
for you, huh? Tell him this is for years. We're hanging up. Y'all want to curse out Black Reporter? Y'all can call 347 and leave your voicemails, and we'll play him for Black Reporter when we come back to Phone Fantasy Radio Live. Because I don't appreciate this, Black Reporter. You going to eat. We all hungry. We hungry too. Shit. I want some Popeye from Louisiana.
I'm saying.
You know, I want some Popeye from Louisiana. That's that real Popeye. That's where it's from. Like, I understand, but however, Black Reporter, however. All right, folks, if y'all want to leave a disturbing message for Black Reporter, you sure can. On the Phone Fantasy Radio Hotline, 347-855-7372, and we'll play it on air. You want to leave Black Reporter a horrible message, cursing him out, telling him we don't appreciate him neglecting us and throwing us on the back burner for some damn chicken.
Well, he is black.
put us in the back burner so he can enjoy his chicken. Who do he think he is? This is what I was talking about.
He just kept on talking and smacking.
Right? No, that's why he didn't want to answer that question. He's too busy. He's just trying to get over. I got mine with one more. Yeah, he's choking over there. Hold on. He's choking. He's choking over there. Yeah. He's being evil right now. Black Report is evil, folks. Black Report is evil. 347-855-7372. Call and leave him a nice, lengthy message. Tell him how bad he is. You can even say pants on the ground. You can even say pants on the ground.
He was stroking with that chicken.
He was stroking with that chicken. Ooh, no. Ooh, no. All right, folks. So on that note, we're going to go into some music. And because we haven't played music in the last couple of weeks, so I'm going to play some music, and, you know, we need a break. We need a break and go find us some chicken. Here we go.
Thank you.
Anyway, we back. I had to do that. I had to do that. Like a quarter stuff. That's what we were talking about before I left. I play Cityville. Anybody else play Cityville, let me know. I don't like most of the games on Facebook. Facebook is getting boring now. We need a new social network. You know, at one point, Facebook was addictive. You couldn't get off of it. Every day, you was up there. Now that they made the changes, it ain't the same. You got to do too much just to see what people are posting. What you was going to say, Les? Somebody was about to say something?
So they keep changing it. You get used to it, they change it. They change that on Facebook.
I'm looking at, I'm a member of a page called BBWs and the Black Men Who Love Them. I'm a member of this page.
There's like a million and one pages like that.
That's on Facebook?
Yeah, it's a Facebook page.
Okay. I'm getting bored with Facebook too,
I think Facebook is hypocritical.
Oh, yeah, they're definitely hypocritical.
I think Facebook is just like, it's turning into tags, a booty call spot.
Yeah.
Really? Yeah, that's the last thing. Yeah. Oh, they hate me. They hate me on Facebook and tag, actually. I don't talk.
I don't think it's a tag. I think Facebook and the whole category of their own self, man. It's like,
nah, not no more.
They don't come up with another type of social group like that. I think people gonna go back to MySpace.
No, they changed it. If it was the old MySpace, they would have went back. But the fact that they changed it, nobody going back there. That's why nobody left yet. Because they changed it. That's why nobody left yet. I ain't gonna go there. Ladies, brothers, if you have the opportunity to be snuggled up to someone, who would it be?
Wow, anybody?
Oh, Tyler Perry.
Ew. I mean, oh. I didn't mean for it to come out like that.
Me either. Oh, my God.
That was just like the furthest person from my mind right now. So that's why I didn't like really like you say Tyler Perry. I think of Madea. Like really. Okay. Sorry about that. I really didn't mean for it to come out like that. That was like the really like what? the furthest person on my mind. That's the first time I've heard that. Yeah. Okay, Lady City. Where did that come from? She threw us off with that one. Where did that one come from?
Yeah.
Threw us off with that one.
Tall. I like tall men.
I like tall men too.
I
like tall.
I thought he was downstairs, though.
Huh?
I thought he was a little, you know, milk and cookies for me.
Really? Oh, I didn't think that.
Oh, I didn't
you
think that.
Really? I didn't think that.
I don't know. It always looks like he got some kind of lipstick on. I thought like when he's in man mode, he looks like he either put shea butter on his lips or something. His lips look a little bit too perfect. Now he got like pouty lips. Mm-hmm. I don't like a man with pouty lips. I think that's what it is. His lips look very pouty.
Honey chow.
I think a man should have like a firm bottom lip. You know what I'm saying? And his lip bottom lip like dips too much, like a pout.
How you doing? Tell you, that is the furthest person. Really, Lady C? Tyler Perry? I'm trying to wrap my mind around it. Every time I think of Tyler Perry, all I think about is Madea and Joe. That's all I think about.
Exactly. That's what I think of.
That's it. That's all I think about. Madea and Joe. and they going back and forth at it. That's what I think about.
I know when he Madea, his lace front is like perfect though.
Mm-hmm.
You see him? Isn't it like perfect?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I was thinking about buying lace front for a party, but I don't know if I want to go
it
through the hassle. I've never put one
of putting it on. It's easy to put on, child. I love them. Oh, I love you. You can pull them any which way, too. I like it.
I think I'm going to get a nice curly one and put it on.
Make sure you get the right one, though. Don't get the one like you see people walking around looking like. You ever see them walking around with it on their eyebrows?
Yeah.
It's like they pull the lace.
Right, that's because they put it on.
Too much on the forehead.
Right.
Yeah.
It was a picture of one of the lady. All she had was eyebrows and lace front. It was like, what's up her hair? And like, you, I mean, made up her face and everything. Like, did you not realize you don't have a forehead?
Yeah. Make them look like Muppets. No, I don't like that.
You need, if you don't want your, if you don't like your forehead, you need to get the lace front with a bang or something. Like,
yeah. Or get the baby hair lace
don't
front.
Pull the wig off.
Or get a half. Or get a half. Or get a half wig.
Get
half,
the half wig.
Right.
Exactly.
Have a bang. I don't know. I was thinking of doing that too. It's crazy. They don't have no good questions in this group. I'm going back to my. They have no good questions in that group. They don't have no good questions. Oh wow, time to scuba. We have the last 8 minutes, 7 minutes, 8 minutes on the top of the hour coming up. So, you know, everybody can say goodbyes and hellos and everything in between. And I hope somebody don't call me or text me and ask me what time the show was. I hate when they do that.
They knew damn well what time it was.
Right. They call me right after. Right after. Every time I hang up.
Oh,
right.
I'm sorry.
Right. Right, like you just don't have to say anything at all. You know what I mean? Like, just leave it at that.
Change the time of the show. How many times?
Huh?
How many times have you changed the time of the show?
All right. Like, oh, I forgot about it. They're gonna kick off.
Just say I didn't want to come today.
Right, or I didn't want to come, or I forgot about it, or something like that. Be honest about it, but don't slip in and make it seem like, you know, it's so difficult.
I'm calling you. The show coming on, are you ready?
They won't wait till the last minute. Some people. And what's up with these?
Early.
What's up with these Obama fried chicken spots popping up, Rick?
I don't know what's up with that.
Do you see that?
All of a sudden now.
Everybody named Obama.
Everybody named Obama now.
Everybody
they think
Obama.
That name will draw them some business.
Right, Obama fried chicken.
Yeah.
I don't
you
know.
News about that?
I would not.
They were sitting there breaking.
I would not trust a franchise named Obama fried chicken. I just don't trust.
I wouldn't trust a franchise with Africans is frying that chicken. That's okay.
Okay.
Africans don't know how to fry no chicken.
They don't put something weird in there. I don't know.
Mm-mm.
I don't want
nah.
They don't put something
weird. Nah. Let me ask a question. Y'all eat at Crown, do you eat at Crown Box Chicken places?
Mm-hmm.
You ever eat at those places?
Mm-hmm. They make
what
me
the,
a
I, it's like they make
crazy.
Every damn thing.
I did eat at there. Every time I eat there, man, my stomach start hurting.
Yeah. I don't eat that shit no more. Because I wonder, you ever see the menu? They serve 1,001 things out that place, and the kitchen is, like, smaller than a damn bathroom. How do you make all that shit back there?
Every time I eat chicken from there, I get sick.
They got to know to make breakfast, and they ain't got no damn grill. I'm like, how you making breakfast and eggs and you ain't got no grill back here? They throw all that shit
microwave. Oh, no, they got a grill in ours. They
oh, you got a nice one then.
Yeah, they
got
a grill.
I got one like the size of a closet, and they sell like 100 items.
that's how the one I go around my way is. They grill small.
They sell everything. I don't get that shit.
That's crazy.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. It's
prepackaged.
It's always the
first time I ate there, I got sick. I ain't go there for a minute. So the next time I went there, they started throwing me extra wings and everything. It got to the point that I realized, like, man, every time I eat chicken head, man.
First of all, I don't think those are wings. I think those are pigeon wings. I don't think they're chicken because they're too small. A chicken wing is that small. That's a pigeon wings. So I don't believe that.
There's no more pigeons in the hood, right?
Exactly. You don't really see them that much anymore, though. I think they're cooking them.
Mm-hmm. Not out my way. It's still running, but they got a for sale sign on their thing.
They still open, but got a for sale sign on the shit?
Yeah. They still operate, but they got a for sale sign.
Another Indian will come along and buy it.
Mm-hmm.
That's what they like.
And
know.
All they're going to do is change the name to Kennedy, because that's what they did over here. They took the crown plate. Okay, they had it was crown chicken. Then they went across the street. They bought the Chinese squad out, turned that to crown chicken. Then all of a sudden, the old crown chicken turned into Kennedy. You know what I'm saying? And it was really operating on, I mean, right across the street from each other. It was Kennedy's and it was crown chicken. Then all of a sudden, all the employees from crown chicken was working at Kennedy's. Like, wait, hold up. They used to work across the street, and then all of a sudden it just closed down. Like, it was a transition type thing.
Look, man, I got a deep fryer. I'd rather cook my own chicken nowadays.
Oh, I need to get me a deep fryer. I want that for Christmas.
That's the junk right there. You got to get one of those.
Yeah, I used to have one. I need to get a new one.
I used to have a fry daddy way back in the day.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Remember that big black fry daddy?
Yeah. Fry your little batch of fries real quick.
Yup.
If I do go to a chicken place, man, I go back to the original one. I go back to the Kentucky Fried Chicken.
Shout out to Chris Humphries for being played by Kim Kardashian.
He's somewhere crying. That man is somewhere crying.
Mm-hmm. He got back home.
Right,
he went back home. Shout out to him.
I used to give him a hug, all 7 foot of him a hug. He was like a big baby. Seriously, can't you see him somewhere in a fetal position crying?
He's like, I didn't know what happened. I didn't make it work.
Well, you know what? He probably got a small weenie baby. Because that's something that big. What goes up must come down. Shit. So he probably got a little tiny ass thing. And she's like, mm-mm, this is why I fuck black dudes. So that's probably why she's going. I think she's going to end up back with Reggie Bush for some reason.
Right.
Yeah.
I think they did it all for promo so she can get that money and Reggie wasn't down for it. That's what I think happened.
They reality horse right there.
I think she wanted to do that, and Reggie was down for that. Reggie was like, "Nah, I'm good." So I had to find some quick ass in a hurry to fill that spot because they got married too quickly.
Reggie, what's up? You got Kanye West hitting that, everybody hitting that, and you know about it.
Mm-hmm.
And you still stuck up for her? That's crazy. You got to realize, athletes, they dumb, man. They used to all that attention. Don't get it twisted. They used to all that attention. But at a certain time, they can't really handle it. It's the power of them playing sports that they get the attention from.
Mm-hmm.
So when you get that certain attention for this, you start playing sports. So when you try to find that right one, you're not gonna find it. Your mind, your head, all right.
Okay. Mm-mm-mm. All right, folks. It's been real.
It's been real.
We'll do this again in 2 weeks. We are not coming back until November 15th. Next week we'll not be on air. We'll be back November 15th. I'm partying all week next week. Okay, I'm sleeping really, but getting ready to party. Huh?
that's a party from the body.
Right, exactly. I'm going to go buy me some male cologne and spray it on my pillow. And hopefully I can have that dream again. Hopefully I can have that dream again. Just, you know. All right. Bye, folks. Bye, everybody.
Bye.
Bye.
Later.
Bye, everybody.
Later.